Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to help you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're embracing a powerful mindset for navigating life's journey. The best is next. Let's get into it. We all experience moments of disappointment, setbacks, and even heartbreak in life. It's easy to get stuck in the past, dwelling on what went wrong or what could have been. This episode isn't about ignoring the pain of those experiences. It's about recognizing that they don't define us and that they can even pave the way for something even better. It's about cultivating a belief that the best is always yet to come. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of letting go of the past and choosing to embrace the exciting possibilities of the future. We'll explore the power of perspective, discuss the common traps that keep us stuck in the past, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating a future-oriented mindset. We'll be honest about the difficulty of letting go of what we've lost, but also celebrate the immense potential for growth, joy, and fulfillment that awaits you. So let's unpack that. What does it mean to believe that the best is next? It's about hope. It's about maintaining a positive outlook and believing that good things are possible. It's about being optimistic, approaching the future with anticipation and excitement. It's about resilience, bouncing back from setbacks and challenges with the renewed strength. It's about growth, seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and personal development. It's about trust, believing that everything is working out for your highest good. Even when it doesn't seem like it, you have to believe and have faith. It's about openness, being receptive to new opportunities and experiences in life. So what are the traps that's keeping us stuck in the past? We're definitely going to dive into that. One of the biggest traps is reflecting on the past, constantly running through your brain, constantly replaying the past, regrets, and failures, holding on to grudges, harboring resentment and bitterness towards others. That is one thing. Let me tell you something. Resentment, you may not understand, but resentment shows on you. When you're holding something and you just feel a certain way about a thing, a place, or whatever that happens, it shows, and it's so dark and it's so daunting. So resentment does not look good on us. So we have to let it go, not for others' sakes, but for you. Also, idolizing the past, remembering the past through rose-tinted glasses. Sometimes you think the past is all that, but you're looking back at it and you're reflecting on it with your rose-tinted glasses, and you're neglecting to see all of the things that were there that were present at that moment. Another thing that keeps us stuck is fear of repeating past mistakes. Letting past experiences prevent us from taking risk or pursuing new opportunities. So you have to put yourself out there and go for it. Now, here are some practical strategies for cultivating a future-oriented mindset and believing that the best is next. Practice gratitude. Appreciate all of the good things that are happening right now in your life. And learn from the past, but don't dwell on it. Extract the lessons from the past experiences and let them go. Focus on the good and all of the negative. Let it go. Leave it there in the past. Focus on all of your goals, your dreams, and aspirations. Visualize your ideal future and take steps to make it reality. Practice your positive self-talk, replacing your negative thoughts about the future with positive affirmations. It's normal. We all get a little worked up thinking about the future. Sometimes it may come with excitement. Sometimes it may come with anxiety, but that is normal. So practice that positive self-talk and positive affirmations to declare great things in your future. Surround yourself with the people who love you and inspire you, and be open to new experiences. Get outside of your comfort zone and try something new. And one of the most important strategies, we love this here in New York, trust the process. Believe that everything is unfolding as it should, even when it's difficult to see the bigger picture. Understand and trust the process. And if you are putting in that work, and if you are focused and you are determined and you are consistent, trust the process and let the results play out, because the best is next, and you should have a spirit of expectancy. And another one, practice forgiveness. Forgive yourself and others for all of their mistakes, because you don't live in the past and you don't live in that moment of whatever it is that happened. The past does not define you. Your future does, and it's full of potential, and the best is truly yet to come. By cultivating a future-oriented mindset, you can approach life with great hope, great optimism, and great anticipation. So is there something you're looking forward to in the future? Think of that. Reflect on that. What small steps can you take today to move closer to your dreams and everything that you want for yourself in your life today? So let that sink in, declare it, manifest it. The best is next. Keep your eyes on the prize, because life is a journey of constant change and growth, filled with so many ups and downs, but there's so many things that can inspire you. Life is also filled with inspiration. While it can be tempting to dwell on our past success or struggles, the truth is the best is always yet to come. Embracing this mindset allows us to approach each day with hope, curiosity, and a great sense of purpose. The best is next, and that is your invitation to step boldly into the future, confident that life's greatest opportunities and joys are still ahead of you. They haven't gone anywhere. The best is yet to come. So it's about recognizing that you have so much potential, and let go of your past and cultivate a mindset that thrives on optimism and possibility. Reflect and always remember that no matter what or where you are in your journey, that growth, renewal, and discovery is a big part of the process, and the best is next. So shift your perspective, reframe setbacks, and harness the power of resilience to move forward with intention. From setting meaningful goals to embracing change, you'll understand and also have all of the strategies to help you make the most of what lies ahead of you. Along the way, you'll learn to trust in your ability to adapt, your ability to grow, and your ability to create a life that reflects your highest aspirations. So don't ignore challenges or deny reality. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about choosing to see opportunities even in the face of times where it feels uncertain. It's about believing in your potential to shape the future and finding joy in the process of becoming. You are becoming your best self, because the best isn't behind you. It's in the moments you're creating right now and the dreams you're building for tomorrow. So if you're listening today It doesn't matter if you're standing at a crossroad or recovering from a setback or simply seeking inspiration for the journey ahead. This is your call to action. Let's explore the beauty of new beginnings and the power of an open heart and an open mind. The best is not just a destination, it's a mindset, a way of living, and a commitment to embracing all that's next. Your next adventure awaits you. So go forward with an open mind and an open heart and embrace the best is next. And remember on your journey that the best is not a fixed destination. It is a promise that each step forward holds the potential for greatness, fulfillment, and joy. The best is next. It's a celebration of the mindset, a reminder that the future is shaped by the choices we make today. So we've explored how to let go of the past, how to harness resilience, and approach life with great optimism and purpose. These are the tools, these are the foundations for embracing the unknown and stepping into the next chapter of your life with confidence. The journey ahead will not always be easy, but it will always be worth it. Challenges will arise and setbacks may test you, but the belief that the best is yet to come will give you the strength to persevere. By remaining open to change, setting meaningful goals, and trusting in your ability to adapt and grow, you can create a life that reflects your dreams and values. Remember, the best is not just something you wait for, it's something you actively build. It's something you need to go get and go for it. It's found in the small, deliberate steps you take each day, the connections you nurture, and the moments of joy and gratitude you choose to cultivate. It is the results of living with intention and embracing the possibilities that lie ahead. As you move forward, carry this mindset with you. Let it be a source of hope and inspiration when you face uncertain challenges in life. And remember your incredible potential. The best is not behind you. It is within your grasp, waiting to be discovered and shaped by your actions today. Today's podcast serves as a beacon of encouragement as you step boldly into what's next, because the best is not just coming, it's here. It's unfolding in every choice you make and every dream you dare to pursue. The best is next. Embrace it with an open heart and a fearless spirit. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me today on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the best is next. Embrace the future with open arms and believe in the amazing possibilities that await you. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.